One of the elements of Judaism which really needs to be appreciated is the interaction between the interpersonal commandments, or the commandments which impact and affect interpersonal relationships, and those which are between a person and God. There are those who say, when one looks at the Ten Commandments, one can discern right there these two types of commandments. But what's important for us to understand is not just that these realms exist, but the reality is that they are interwoven, one in the other. This week in Parshat Mishpatim, we learn that there are certain laws that deal with the interpersonal relationship, especially for those who are disenfranchised, those who are in a difficult situation, socially, economically. We were told specifically that if we maltreat other people, that God will then move in, micromanage, be involved, and punish. Which means those who would love to imagine that we can separate the interpersonal from the quote-unquote religious personality obviously are making a mistake. God tells us, instructs us, and commands us that we need to be sensitive. We need to feel other people's pain. We need to do what we can in order to alleviate that pain. And if we don't, God says he will get involved. Which means the religious personality needs to look at the interpersonal relationships as an absolute obligation which God has commanded us, instructed us, in order to make this world a better place. Maybe we're overly impacted by the wonderful rabbinic teaching that the Jews heard at least the first two commandments, those that say, I am God and have no other God, and that left some kind of subliminal message on society that these commandments are more important. That's not true. I mean, Moshe implores the people, please listen to all the commandments. And they say, no. You know, we heard enough, as it were. We can't hear anymore, we're going to die. But we need to understand that these things are interrelated. I want to share a teaching from Yisrael Salanter, which I absolutely love. He says, when a person is serving God, I'll give you an example, a person puts their tallit on in the morning. He says, be very careful. Not when they, I don't know if you all realize how you put it on, you put it over your head, you take all the strings and then you pull it in back, you wrap it, as it were, like a scarf. And Yisrael Salanter says, as you swing the tzitzit in back, be very careful not to hit somebody else in the head. But listen to what he says, because it's a metaphor. When you're serving God, sometimes a person gets so wrapped up in themselves, literally wrapped up in the tallit, gets so wrapped up in themselves, they don't realize that as they swing it around, they hit somebody else. Because the religious personality, as they serve God, becomes so focused, so micro-focused, we can become guilty of having tunnel vision. It's as if, I'm serving God now, nothing else is important. No. Serving God means that other things are important. And I'll go back in pre-corona times, we used to fly on the plane. And everyone we would fly, especially coming to Israel, there would be people wanting to create a minion. And it's a wonderful thing to pray in a minion. But I would refuse to join a minion on a plane. There are no other passengers around. The stewardesses, are we getting in their way? Is there a place on the plane that they don't mind? But why would my prayer be more important than somebody else's sleep or somebody else's comfort? And it goes back to the same point. You can't swing that talis or talit and hit somebody else in the head. The interpersonal relationships are commanded by God. And we need to make sure God commands us to treat other people with decency. Even when we're serving God and doing a person-to-God relationship, even then we have to make sure that there was no collateral damage, that we weren't hurting other people, that we didn't swing absentmindedly and hurt somebody else so focused on what we're doing. Judaism tries to create a unified personality, one which is holy in terms of their interpersonal relationships and one which is holy in terms of their relationships with God, because God is always involved. Yes, God will judge us if we don't treat others properly, but God will also judge us if we don't treat one another properly while we're trying to serve God.